I have colleagues and others who are advocating for these evidence-free zones. They're just going to be compartments of life where you are precluded from going to find evidence of anything. And I'm trying to determine whether or not we as a society are going to accept that, that there are certain, no matter how compelling the government's interest is in accessing that evidence, we are declaring right now this is an evidence-free zone. You can't go here no matter whether it's a terrorist plot, national security. There's nothing that the government has a more compelling interest in than that, and we're going to create evidence-free zones. Am I missing something? Is that how you see it, that you just can't go in these categories unless somebody consents?
That's my worry and why I think it's so important we have this conversation. Because even I, on the surface, think it sounds great when people say, hey, you buy this device, no one will ever be able to look at your stuff. But there are times when law enforcement saves our lives, rescues our children, and rescues our neighborhoods by going to a judge and getting permission to look at our stuff. And so, again, I come to the case of the Baton Rouge 8-month pregnant woman shot when she opens her door. Her mom says she keeps a diary on her phone. We can't look at the diary to figure out what might have been going on in her life. Who is she texting with? That's a problem. I love privacy. All of us also love public safety. And it's so easy to talk about, buy this amazing device, you'll be private. But you have to take the time to think, okay, there's that, and what are the costs of that? And that's where this collision's coming in.
Well, I love privacy too, but I want my fellow citizens to understand that most of us also, in varying degrees, also love our bodies and the physical integrity of our body. But since Schmerber, the government has been able to access orders for either blood against the will of the defendant, or in some instances, surgical procedures against the will of the defendant.